Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Nanzayinim and Aleph. We're holding on the Nvavim and Beis, six lines in the bottom, Amr Belazar. So says the Gemara, Amr Belazar, Amr Beishaya, Petsuah Daka Kayin. Let's say you have a Kayin as a Petsuah Daka, Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, and he does Eversen with the Bas Yisrael. Now a Petsuah Daka is Lyava Bekal Hashem, he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. This Kayin Petsuah Daka, he married a Bas Yisrael. So what's the halacha? Is he Michael her in Truma? What's it? Once it's Giz Malases, so do we say that now he's Michael her in Truma? Or no, since she's Mishnamera, so be a Psula, so maybe he's not Michael her in Truma. Says Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yishaya, Banil Machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that this is going to be Tali in the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon that we had in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir, the Amr Mishnamera, so be a Psula, the Reis, according to Rabbi Meir, who says, and when you have a lady who's Mishnamera, so be a Psula, like a Grusha who's married to a Kayin, so then she's not allowed to eat truma. So Hachanami also over here, Hanami Layachla. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Dami Mishtamaris, Rabbi Absula, Darais Achla. So Hanami Achla, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say that even though she's Mishtamaris, Rabbi Absula, the Grusha is allowed to eat truma. So in this case as well, the Bas Yisrael will be allowed to eat truma. To which the Gemara says, it's not necessarily Tali Zabizah. Mimai, Dilma Adkan, like Amri, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hasam, El Diyesha Lahaychel, Lahaychel, Bamakimachir. Maybe it's Dafka when the Kain's married to a Grusha, that's when he's Michael. Because the Kayin Be'etzem has a Kayach to be Meichel, he can marry someone who's Mutter to him, someone who's not a Grusha. So since he has an ability to be Meichel, so even when he's married to a Grusha, we say that he could be Meichel. Aval Hachab, when it comes to a Kayin as a Petsuah Daka, De'en Lei Lahachab Amakai Machir, he never has an ability to be Meichel. Who could he ever marry? He's Loyavah B'Kal Hashem. And Memela, since he can never be Meichel, since he doesn't have such a Kayach, so therefore, maybe he's not going to be able to be Meichel the Bas Yisrael. Now, V'chi Teimu, that he does have such a Kayach, Hanami Yeshu Lahachab Bas Gerim, he can marry Bas Gerim. Well, you can't tell me that that's what Rabbi Yishaya was referring to, because Rabbi Yechlin asked this as a shaylut Rabbi Yishaya, whether or not a kain is allowed to marry a bas, a kain b'tzua daka is allowed to marry a baskerim, and whether or not he's meichler, and Rabbi Yishaya was not paishit the shaylut whether or not he's meichler. So therefore, it can't be that's what Rabbi Yishaya was referring to. Memela, he had no right to say his tliyah, because it could be really a kain b'tzua daka would be considered worse. Lamaisa says the Gemara that Abai and Rava both say that he could be Meichel her, because we do find that he could be Meichel her in other places. Itmar Abai Amar Hayul Machila Bloyada. In the case where Kayin is married to a Bas Yisrael, and then he later on becomes a Petsuah Daka, so he was allowed to marry her. She didn't become a Chalala when he married her. Now if he's together with her, he'll make her into a Chalala. But so long as Loyada, so long as they're not together, so then she does not become a Chalala, and she's allowed to eat Truma. So you see that the Kayin Petsuah Daka does have the ability to be Meichel. Rava Amar, a different instance, if he buys an Eved, if he buys a Shivcha Kananis, he could be Meichel her in Truma. So he does have an ability, a Kayach, to be Meichel. Now says the Gemara that Abai, Amar Rava, because Kinin Dishas, Bekinin Ishas Yafina, Vilafina, Kinin Dishas, Bekinin Avadim. The reason why Abai didn't want to say Rava's Zukimta, that we find that the Kayin Petsuah Daka has the ability to be Meichel when he buys an Eved, is because you can't learn out the halachas of being Meichel a wife from halachas of being Meichel Avadim. It's all different type of Vahala. Whereas Rava le'amr ke'abaye, because shani asam shekvar achla, and Rava didn't want to say like Abaye that we find that the kain b'tzuah daka could be meichel b'makom acher in the case of loyada, because over there it's different. There it doesn't take as much because she already was eating truma. So since she was already eating truma, so she's allowed to continue. But you don't ever find that he could be meichel even mitchila. Now Abaye shekvar achla le'amrinan. Abaye wasn't maskim to that taina that over there it's different because of kvar achla. He held that there's no such svar as kvar achla. Dileite mahachi, if you would say that there's a svar of kvar achla, it should come out the bas yisrael shenisis a kayin who missed eichel shekvar achla. That if you have a bas yisrael who marries a kayin and she was already eating truma, so even after the kayin dies and they don't have any kids, she should be allowed to continue eating truma hayol shekvar achla, which is not the case. She has to stop. Whereas Varava says back that that's not comparable because hasam paka kinyana hachulei paka kinyane. Over there, the reason why she has to stop is because the kinyan that she originally had with the kayin, that was what gave her the ability to eat, and that kinyan went away because the husband died. But over here in this case, where the kain b'tzua daka became a b'tzua daka after he married the Bas Yisrael, it was loy paka kinyane. They're still married. Mamela, she's allowed to continue eating truma. Gufa, we mentioned that Boyim Minei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yishaya, that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yishaya a shayla, Petzuadaka Kayin Shenasa Bas Gerim, Ma'ush Yachilana Betruma. That if you have a Kayin, but that's a Petzuadaka, who marries Bas Gerim, what's the halacha as he Michael her in Truma? And Ishtik Rabbi Yishaya was silent. V'le'amrali V'le'amidi, he didn't respond. L'sai V'asagav Rabbi Achrino, Boyim Minei Milsa Achrisa. Afterwards, a different Gav Rabbi came into Rabbi Yishaya's study, and he asked him a shayla, and he asked him a shayla, Upashale, and to him, Rabbi Yishaya gave him an answer. Umanu, and who was this other Gavra Rabbi? It was Reish Lakish. So Amr Le Rabbi Yehuda Nesil, Rabbi Yishaya, Rabbi Yehuda Nesil said to Rabbi Yishaya, Atu Rabbi Yechna Lav Gavra Rabbi. You ignored Rabbi Yechna and you only answer Reish Lakish. What? Rabbi Yechna doesn't deserve your response. He's not a Gavra Rabbi. To which Amr Le Rabbi Yishaya said, no, the Kabbai Minai Milsa, the last late pastry. It's not the Pshat that I was ignoring him. I just didn't know the answer to his Shaila. And that's why I didn't answer him. Now, that's the end of the story, but the Gemara wants to figure out exactly what the Shaila was. Laman, in whose world, Rabbi Yehuda's world, Rabbi Yaisi's world, Rabbi Yechanan asking this Shaila? Either Rabbi Yehuda, if we're in Rabbi Yehuda's world, there's no makom for such a Shaila. And it's a Mimanashach. Whether you assume a Kayin who becomes a Petzuadaka remains with his Kedushas Kayin, or whether you assume that he loses his Kedushas Kayin from being a Petzuadaka, either way, Loyachla, in Rabbi Yehuda's world, it should be Pasha, that he's not Meichler. Because Ibe Kedush Dekai, if he spells his Kedushas Kayin, so then Loyachla, of course he cannot be Meichler. Da Amar Mar, Bas Ger Zachar, Kabas Chalo Zachar. The Shita of Rav Yehuda is that Bas, just like a Kayin is usher to a Giyres, he's also usher to a Basker. A Basker Zachar is Kabas Chalo Zachar. Just like the Bas Chalo is a Chalo, so to the Basker is Pasal Kahuna, and so of course he can't be Meichler. And he Labe Kedush Dekai, and if he loses his Kedushas Kahuna, he's not usher to her anymore. Still, he's not able to marry her because he's also the fact that he's a Petzuadaka. And a Petzuadaka is not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. So, Leochli, he can't be Meichler. The Aminin Kal Gerim, Mikri Kal, the Sheet of Reb Yehuda, is that Kal Gerim is considered Kal Hashem. So, just like a Petzuadaka can't marry a Bas Yisrael because he can't marry a Kal Hashem, he also can't marry a Bas Gerim. V'il Rabbi Yaisi, and if you're in the world of Rabbi Yaisi, so then the opposite is true. Bein b'kedush dekai, bein loy b'kedush dekai, achla. It's l'char, it should be pasha, that he could be ma'ichel her. Because, mimanushah, b'kedush dekai, if we assume that a kain b'tzuadaka remains with his kedusha, a stole. So what? Achla, of course he could be ma'ichel her. Da'amer, afger, shenasa gyeres, b'tik sheira l'kahuna. The sheet of Rabbi Yaisi is that a Bas Ger is kasher l'kahuna, so Mamela, it's going to be kasher for the Kayin to marry her. And he labi kedush de Kayin, if he doesn't have his kedusha, and it's just we're just focusing on Petzuadaka is not going to be a shter over here. And Achle is going to be allowed to be meichel her, the ha'amer kahal gerim leikri kahal, the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi, is that just like a Petzuadaka, even though a Petzuadaka can't marry into the Kal Hashem, but kahal gerim is not considered Kal Hashem. So the fact that he's a Petzuadaka is not going to shter us over here. Of course he can marry her, and he's going to be Meichel her. So in which world was Rabbi Yechanan going in when he asked the Shaila? L'chair, it seems to be a non-starter, whichever world you're going in, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yaisi. So says the Gemara, Ela Liba Dehai Tana. He was going up according to the following Tana. Now we learned in the Mishnah that Reliyazah ben Yaakov Vaymer Isha Bas Gerim Loi Tinase L'Kahuna Ashtei Ima Miyisrael. And even though a Bas Gerim, when both parents are Gerim, she's Pasul L'Kahuna, if her mother's a Bas Yisrael, so then the child is allowed to marry a Kayin. Only both parents are Gerim, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. But if it's just her father that's a Ger, and her mother's a Bas Yisrael, so she's Mutter L'Kahuna. And Rabbi Yechanan Shaila was, how do we understand this heter when it's only the father who's a ger and the mother's a Bas Yisrael, that she's mutter to a kain? What's the pshat? Do we say kashrus mitos faba? Do we say that it's just kashrus, it's just a heter to kahuna that's added to her, but she's still considered b'kahal gerim, and she's still not considered kahal Hashem, in which case va'achla, she'll be allowed to eat shuma, because even though a petzuadaka cannot marry kahal Hashem, she's not kahal Hashem, she's still called kahal gerim, which is la'yikri kahal, it's not considered kahal Hashem. Ayidil mekadusha mitay svaba. Or maybe no, the pshat is that when it's just her father that's a ger and her mother's a Bas Yisrael, so she's not included in the Kahal Gerim anymore. Now she's considered Kahal Hashem. If that's the case, then when the Kohen marries her, and the Kohen's a Petzuadaka, he's going to ask her, V'loy Achla, she's not going to be able to eat Truma, because now she's going to be in the Schalala. So that was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. And the Gemara says, L'maisa, with regards to the Shaila, the Toshima, I'll prove it to you which way it is, because Kiyasar B'achavar Chanina Midraimo Asav Aisim Asnisa Biyade, he brought a Braisa with him, and the Braisa stated that minayin le'petzuadaka kain shenasa baskerim shemachilu betruma. How do we know that in this case, a kohen up to a daka who marries a bas gerim, he's meichler and truma? Shenemar, we learned that from a pasuk. The kohen kiyik the nefesh kinyan kaspa yoichal bay. So it's learned that from a pasuk. Now says the gemara lemat, who's this brisa going according to that we dash it from a pasuk that he could be meichler her? Elim the Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar bein kedush tekei bein lav kedush tekei loyachla. Can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda. We already established that whether we say a kohen to a daka remains with his kedush as kohen or he loses it, either way he's not going to be able to be meichler bas gerim. And if it's like Rabbi Yaisi, so then I don't even need a pasuk because I'm Rabbi Kedush Tekai Bin Lab Kedush Tekai Achla. We already established based on the column that we already know that he could be Meichel her, so I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. It must be, it's going like Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, and it's discussing a case where only the father was a ger and the mother was a Bas Yisrael, and the Shaila was Gufa. The Brisa was discussing was Gufa. The Shaila is it just a Kedusha that's is it just kashrus that's mitay svaba, or is it kedusha that's mitay svaba? That was goofa what the brisa was clearing, and I learned that from a pasuk that she's able to eat truma, which means ushmamina kashrus mitay svaba va'achla shmamina. You see, it's just kashrus that's added to her, but she's still called kal gerim, and she's not aser to a ptuadaka. She's mutter to a ptuadaka because she's still kal gerim, which is lo yikri kal. It's not considered kal hashem, and that's what's learned out from the pasuk.